following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Mailing and shipping are an important part of running your small business, but it can get in the way of actually growing your business if you're constantly making trips to the post office. Kind of a waste of time. So use stamps.com instead. Everything you could do at the post office, now you can do from your desk. How cool is that? Buy and print official postage. U.S. postage for any letter, any package, and you can use your own computer and printer. Stamps.com will send you a digital scale. It calculates the exact postage you need for any class of mail. Listen, you'll never have to go to the post office again. You've been there recently? Headache. You won't even have to lease one of those expensive postage meters. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. But you only get that postage if you go to Stamps.com and click on the mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. Mailing and shipping are an important part of running your small business. Stamps.com and...
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles and his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday. Monty Kratzenstein is my co-host today. We'll talk with the new head boys basketball coach at Holdridge, Drake Baronic, and Holly Carnes. Got called into a meeting today. We're going to talk with the softball coach at UNK tomorrow, but we will still have our Loper link and update you on some of the other things that are going on. We'll talk to associate baseball coach Pat Shine of UC Irvine. That's where Nebraska is going this weekend. We'll talk to him tomorrow on the show. Also, we can talk. What else are we talking tomorrow, Jeff?
It's with Wayne Galloway. He's with the Friends of the NRA, so of Fort Kearney. So. Right. He'll be in tomorrow.
Wayne's coming in tomorrow. All right.
Did you just make that up?
I don't think so. Unless he was giving me some sort of false email.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what's going on. Spring practice continues today for the Huskers. The Huskers have a new commit. We're going to talk to that commit, Luke Gifford, as part of our TNL recruiting update on Friday's Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen is in as our co-host on Friday from Huskerland Prep Report. Jim Langan is in tomorrow as our co-host. We're going to switch him to a Thursday because, well, that's what he wanted to do. And, you know, you do whatever the ref says, right, Monty?
His agent is obviously better than mine because I don't get a choice.
That's right. Hey, are you available? Well, what are you doing? What's going on?
That was 15 minutes ago, wasn't it? I had a donut in my mouth when you texted me, I think.
Oh, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Sporting the TCU baseball shirt today. What's up with that?
Every year when I go down to College World Series, I don't necessarily pick a team, but I pick a T-shirt. And this was this little dry fit stuff, you know, that's sweet. So a couple years ago when the Horned Frogs were the thing, I grabbed one of these from a little vendor on the corner and wear it every so often.
Sometimes you need something like that. It's hot. Other times it's raining.
Dry fit. I don't have any cotton in my closet anymore. It's all dry fit anymore. Love the new technology when it comes to apparel.
Did you coach this weekend?
No, we were off this weekend practicing, getting ready for the big tournament this coming weekend. The Mr. Basketball last big bang of the year. I think, 190 some teams coming into the area. Wow. So the last one.
Whoopers and Hoopers also going on this weekend in and around Hastings. So another big weekend for all the folks in and around Hastings for that annual event. Whoopers, Hoopers, St. Patrick's Day. Boring. Boring.
Did we buy some stock in some of the alcohol companies around around the area?
Milk,
for
Gatorade.
That? Yeah, that. Oh, well, I don't know.
You know, Aquafina.
Oh, geez.
Dasani.
Hydration. Hydration over there at that Hooper's and.
That's exactly right.
Deal.
Now you're a little. How would you? I'll get you. What's your social media? Your because I know your Facebook and I know you do a little bit of that, but a lot all the time, hardly ever. Twitter, that kind of stuff. What do you got?
Kind of a closet social media guy. Facebook, yes. Twitter. My 16-year-old daughter won't let me get a Twitter account. She says I'm too old for it. Now I need to get some rebuttals there because I know. For goodness sakes, the Pope had a Twitter account. I should be able to get a Twitter account, right? But I haven't. No. I haven't jumped into that yet. Somewhat. But here's the problem I have with all that stuff: is the rumor mongers, right? See, you can't get any real good information because you never know exactly the source. But I'm in social media a little bit.
Well, today, as I'm cruising through my Facebook. Uh-huh. And I guess these are the things you're supposed to share. So everybody can say, have you seen this YouTube thing with Jeff Gordon? He's supposedly test driving. Folks, just go. We'll link, and Jeff will do something with it because that's what he does here. He'll link it up to the webpage. But he dresses up, puts on a little disguise like he's test driving a Monte Carlo, I think it is. And then, of course, he gets the sap into the car from the dealership, and then he just unloads on it. He's doing cookies and going through places you're not supposed to be going through. And, of course, they're trying to sell it. What do you think, fake or real?
It looks pretty real. I don't know. Who knows? It doesn't matter. It made me laugh. It doesn't matter if it's fake or real. It made me laugh.
I think yes, that's right. It made me laugh. I think it's fake because how would you keep the Pepsi cam in that same spot going that fast doing cookies?
Look at you doing the detective work. Nice work.
You've got it.
Nice work.
I mean, what are you gluing that Pepsi can down for? I don't know. There you go. We are at... Monty, the part of spring football, you've went through it, and I think it evolves, and it's a little different than it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, whatever the case may be. But right now, they're going to have that break in between. How much, how good or how nice would that have been to go through 2 weeks of spring ball, have a break for a week, and then have two more weeks?
Oh, it would have been way different physically. One of the bad things about spring ball back in the day was the fact you just got the crap beat out of you. I mean, there's no politically correct way of saying it. It was just a beat down because that was when you were fighting for your spot. That was when, unless you were a senior and you're the Abdullahs of the world, and we don't need to get him carries and whatnot. But that was a grind. That was a battle. So it's a little bit different deal. But I can't overemphasize the importance for this defense and those young kids for this spring. The amount of repetitions and the challenges that staff will put them through during the spring practice is a big deal. I just saw a deal where they said there's like 38 practices until the season opener. That kind of puts it in perspective a little bit from a coach talking about what you need to do to get ready to that point. Because there is 10, 11 guys on the defense that are freshmen and sophomores who are running with the ones. Wow.
Yeah, that was what John Papuchis said. What'd you make of Mad Bo Saturday?
I loved it. I like it. I mean, if he does
or
that
maybe it's
all,
truthful, Bo.
Well, it's truthful. There's no doubt about that. He was ticked. I mean, it was. We've all, as coaches and players, been through those type of practices where, you have a grind, on Friday afternoon, then you come back on Saturday morning, and the attention, the focus, the effort isn't quite where it needs to be, and they need to be called out. Now, the difference between, again, now and 20 years ago or whatever was coaches never did that 20 years ago in the media. Even a lot of the media, you'd go to the beat people and they'd say, oh yeah, they moved around well and it wasn't quite as good as it was yesterday and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? Again, you talk about social media, kids pay attention to those sorts of things now. And I guarantee as upset as he was to the media after the practice in the meeting room, I mean, it was, but there's an expectation, there's accountability for the way they do things, and I have no problem with that whatsoever. Now, if he does it, you can't. That's the kind of stuff you can't do every week.
No,
but every so often, you've got to do that.
Well, it was like the first 3 years you could count on when Bo was going to go off, whether he needed to or not. Oh, it's good, it's good. Then there's angry Bo, and that's good, it's good. And then it's what's meeting room time like? Spring ball versus fall ball.
Well, a lot more evaluation. Not, you don't have to worry about your opponent as much. It's more self-evaluation, evaluation from your coaches is what it is. So, again, I don't know that I was ever more nervous, and just flat out just nervous, for lack of a better term, before those spring scrimmages. I mean, I'm talking even big games against Oklahoma, Colorado, or Miami. I mean, the nerves, you know, they always say the hay's in the barn before that point, you know. Yeah. And so the games weren't that nerve-wracking. But I remember thinking to myself, this scrimmage will determine my future. And whether that was just my way of dealing with it or whatever, but I just remember being, couldn't even sleep the night before because those scrimmages were so evaluated and play-by-play, and you knew that every single mistake or every single good play you made was going to affect the next week where you lined up in practice and the depth chart and the coach's perception of you. And that
you think that's the same today?
I hope so. I hope so. I believe that when I go down there and watch the practices and I see the competition, which we didn't have 4, 5, and 6 years ago, four spots, that's how you build depth. That's how you build strength, is you compete for spots. I love the fact, and you know, some people don't like it. They want the man at a spot. But you don't have All-Americans at every spot, and you have to battle. And I love the fact you've got guys battling, and they move them around week to week because, again, there's accountability there.
I can't wait till the spring game's over. Amir doesn't touch the ball. God, we got to get Imani Cross. We got to get that diamond forward. We got to get Imani Cross in there. He's awesome.
As much as I've talked about the spring game or spring practice, I already noticed I haven't said one single thing about the spring game because the spring game's that's just gravy. That there's nothing involved in the spring game except for the fans to wear their pull out their red shirts and go and take their kids to the game and see a pseudo atmosphere. But as far as the players are concerned, the spring game means very little compared to spring scrimmages and practices.
Well, and spring game is also different. It totally changed when Bill Callahan was hired, and not through anything that Bill Callahan did. It's just that it was going to be so different that we went from 30,000 to 64,000, whatever it could hold, because that was the first phase of construction, or the next phase of construction, I guess we should say, at the University of Nebraska. It wasn't like that for your spring games.
No.
I remember going to the spring games when I was in college in the 80s, and you were playing and other, you know, that time. I mean, that wasn't the same.
But the difference, too, was in spring game at that time, you basically had the ones and threes versus the twos and fours. So you weren't going against the ones and the best. So it was, again, it was spring game was easy compared to the practices going against ones versus ones. The other thing that's different about the spring game now, all over the country, and you know, Big Ten Network,
yeah.
It's more of a show. It's more of a public media show because recruits come and watch it. You know, there was never any recruits around in you know 1989 that you know at that during a spring game. That wasn't even a factor.
Who you've been around the staff enough, and again, even maybe more so than any media or beat writer, when you can kind of stay through the whole practice. Who's the coach right now at Nebraska that can handle that part of it? Because we know Bo is not the showmanship, even though he can be. He'll have some fun. He can script some fun. He can do the Harlem Shake. He can do something with Carl and Matt Schick when he first comes on board. He can poke fun at Coach Osborne on Saturday night in Omaha. But which one of those coaches can kind of come out front and handle that Mac Brown, Bobby Bowden type of deal?
Are you talking about to the media? Or are you talking about to the kids and the recruits?
No, to the media. Media, the fans.
Okay.
When it's time to put on, quote, the show, that they can kind of step forward and handle that. Does Nebraska have one of those?
I don't know that they have one of those guys. Now Tim Beck, I like listening to Tim Beck talk, but it isn't because he's flashy or funny. It's just I like his style. But as far as a guy like that, they really don't have a guy like that. Now, I think maybe Terry Joseph can maybe eventually be that guy. He's the young, enthusiastic, yeah, sort of, you know, the boom guy on Twitter, you know, that when there's a recruit, you know, he sends out a tweet that says boom right away and all the fans pay attention to it. I mean, he's that guy, but he isn't there yet because you can't do that if you've only been there 1 or 2 years. You've got to kind of grow into that. But, you know, long answer to a short question, I don't know if there is that real PR sort of guy on that staff. And the question lends itself, do you have to have one of those guys? Is that important? When you're going out hiring a staff, I don't know that you necessarily say, oh, we got to have one of these kind of guys.
There's so darn many of them, I would think that one of them would qualify. You know, you're going to have your best recruiter. You're going to have your best coach. I would think you're going to have your best easygoing guy. I think Eckler might have been he was intense, but he was easy. He could have some fun with people.
Papuchis is a little bit like that. But, I mean, honestly, he's got so much on his plate that he really, sometimes he can't let his guard down.
Is it because they're so young? I mean, and not even from an age standpoint, but as far as tenure at the university, that they can't afford to screw something up.
I think so. I think that you're always a little bit more maybe conservative in those sorts of things. You're not looking to make a splash with the media or social media. You're more close to the vest. Where, you know, I don't want to say something I'm not supposed to say. Now, when you look at other, because all you have to do is scan the wires and look at how many times a coach says something anywhere in the country that he's not supposed to say, you know, and I'm a little bit more that way of saying, you know, it's probably better not to be that way than say something, because as soon as you make any little slip of the tongue or any sort of reference, everybody knows about it now.
We're talking with Monty Kratzenstein. He's in as our co-host today on the Doug and Daddy Show. If you'd like to be a part of the program, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Don't forget to tweet us. We gave away Tom Chattel's book yesterday to a Twitter follower at ESPN1460-1550.
Yeah, and we just posted that Jeff Gordon video on Twitter, so tweet us back, see if it's real or fake. Doug thinks it's fake. Monty, you said it was real, right?
Monty didn't care, right?
Monty's indifferent.
I said, I don't care. It's funny. Anything that makes, he's got to understand, anything that makes me laugh during the day, I don't care. I'm in. Make me laugh.
So those are the ways you can get a hold of us. Facebook, of course, at ESPN Superstation. You can always go to ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on the poll question, like us on Facebook. You can see our podcasts, all kinds of things going on there. And our Midtown Mark Cooler question from yesterday, which team made the better trade, the 49ers or the Seahawks? 49ers, of course, getting Anquan Boldin, Seahawks getting Percy Harvin. You got an opinion on that one, Monty?
I like them both. I mean, different types of players. I like Boldin to the 49ers. I like that a lot. Percy Harvin, you know, he's had a few injuries, and you know, as far as just the stable guy, I like Boldin.
Yeah, I like Boldin because it didn't seem like they had to give up as much as the Seahawks did for Harvin, and Harvin could be there longer and more dynamic. That's a possibility. But 71% of you said that the 49ers getting Anquan Boldin was a better deal. 29% took the Seahawks. I think if you're going to get rid of Percy Harvin, I think the Vikings got some pretty good help there as well. But boy, they've really made some changes here in the last two or three days for a team that overplayed their expectations last year. Here's our question today. NFL free agency is underway. What approach do you hope your NFL team uses? They're passive and they build their team through the draft, or they're aggressive and they sign veteran free agents?
Are you bullish or bearish? Which one are you, right, fans?
That's a tricky question, because if there's a need you have and there's a guy out there that fits into your system, you go get him. You know what the proven commodity is. It doesn't matter who you get in the draft, whether it's the first round pick, Jamarcus Russell, or it's the fifth round pick, Tom Brady. You never know how they're going to pan out in the pros. Obviously, if they're a first round pick, they should have a much better opportunity. But okay, aggressive. I'm okay with aggressive.
Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, if you're in the middle of the pack, you have to do something to take that next step. Or if you're right there on the edge and you think, you know, we need one guy, you know, we need Peyton Manning if you're the Broncos. I don't think Chase Daniels to the Kansas City Chiefs is going to be exactly that sort of thing, but that may be a different issue.
We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, our Loper Link and new Holdridge basketball coach Drake Baronic after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. I want to tell you about some exciting menu changes starting this month. From gourmet burgers and 8 flavors of real New York-style buffalo wings to prime Nebraska beef and barbecue brisket smoked in-house. I also want to remind you, we have the perfect spot for private dining. So whether it's Tommy's birthday party, Sally's going away party, your company Christmas party, or you just want to bring the gang from work down for a drink.
Come on in, let the games begin.
So, you know, Golic and I just finished the Listerine 21-Day Challenge towards a healthier mouth. They guaranteed you'll feel the difference in 21 days or your money back.
And it's true. This Listerine Total Care stuff really does a lot. Strengthens teeth, restores enamel, kills bad breath germs. There are like 6 benefits in one.
Yeah, your breath is better. I don't even have to hold my nose anymore.
That's weird. You don't sound any less nasal.
Oh, come on. This voice is pure gold.
Pipe down, Greeny. For more info on the Listerine 21-Day Challenge and the money back guarantee, please visit Facebook.com/Listerine. Listerine, power to your mouth.
Your engine cylinder head must babysit a mob of angry pumping cylinders. And though getting punched in the face a million times a day, it does not complain. It's not the whiny sort. But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. But you won't see that in a grumpy status update. That's just not how a cylinder head rolls. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle. Because there's a lot of car left in your...
At Complete Nutrition, we know there are hundreds of reasons why people just like you want to lose weight. Maybe you want to keep up with your toddler. Or run a 10K race. Maybe it's swimsuit season. Or a 25th wedding anniversary. For these reasons and many more, there's ReFirm, the brand new weight loss program only available at Complete Nutrition. It boosts metabolism, targets stubborn fat, and controls appetite. ReFirm won't just help you lose the weight fast, it will help you keep it off for good. Stop into Complete Nutrition today and tell us your reason for ReFirm. ReFirm, for a reason.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordmans off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Get ReFirm results today.
Only at Complete Nutrition.
The breeze whips into a storm tonight.
The Storm have won 6 consecutive games against Omaha this season, and it's a big one on Wednesday for the Good Life Cup. The Tri-City Storm has a chance to win the first annual Good Life Cup this season. The Storm defeated Omaha last Friday night at the Viero Event Center with a 6-3 victory. Trevor Mingoya scored a hat trick in their last win.
Jared Schaffran has the pregame at 6:45 on the Breeze, 94.5 FM.
Mostly sunny skies developing today. High temperatures into the upper 50s with winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36. We'll top off near 70 Thursday.
Right now, 39.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Loper Link every Wednesday, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today. Holly Carnes scheduled for today, was called into a meeting, and we certainly appreciate her rescheduling with us for tomorrow. So we'll talk a little UNK softball tomorrow. Let's run over a few things here. The UNK volleyball team, and coming off their number 3 ranking and 35-3 season, we'll have 4 competition dates this spring. The Lopers start the spring with a neutral site match against Western Community College. That was the 2012 National Junior College runner-up. They're going to play in Sutherland on Thursday, March the 28th at 6 o'clock. UNK will then travel to Northern Colorado for a tournament on Saturday, April the 6th. All the opponents have not quite been filled in for that tournament. Then the Lopers will be at home the next 2 Saturdays. The Legends Classic, featuring several Loper alumni squads and area college, will be on April 13th. And the Big Guns Invitational, featuring Division I members Colorado, Creighton, Northern Colorado, and Wyoming, among others, will be in Kearney on April the 20th. So you can get your volleyball fix in, and of course more of those teams will be announced here in the near future. UNK football team began spring practice over the weekend. We talked to head coach Daryl Morris on Friday's show, so that's on the podcast if you want to check out any of that. Several healthy quarterbacks led by Bronson Marsh, and that's what everybody's waiting to see. There might actually be a crowd for the undercover spring game for UNK.
How long has it been since you said several healthy quarterbacks?
You know, I hate this from a media standpoint, and I know that all the coaches have to be careful of this, but let's face it, I don't care if you're at a marquee position, okay? Nobody is going to talk about the defensive tackle as much as the quarterback or the star running back. What if you're one of these other quarterbacks? You know Bronson Marsh is the starter. I mean, let's not paint the corner. Bronson Marsh, unless he shows up and doesn't know what he's doing, which is not what I've heard, is still learning the playbook and looks outstanding. You're these backups, and you have to try your best. You're looking maybe to play another position. I mean,
no, I don't want to sound cliche, but we saw it last year. You're one play away. I mean, it goes down, once again, it goes down to depth chart. You want to be, if you realistically, and everybody will say, yeah, I want to be the starter, but if you realistically don't think you can be the starter, then you'd better battle be number two, because you just never know. We saw it last year. I don't think they anticipated the fifth or sixth guy last year, you know, being thrown into the fire either.
And, of course, we talked about it as well. Transfer Romero Cotton, he's even tougher now after winning or finishing second at the National Wrestling Tournament. He now gets to join him on the football field. There's quite the double dip, wrestling football.
How much does he weigh? Sometimes
those guys don't get along.
No, so I know.
Maybe he's going to be the...
What position is he going to play? I haven't heard.
Possibly running back.
I've never seen in college football a wrestler be running back. And I've seen linemen, linemen do that, but that'd be interesting.
Yeah. Wrestlers.
Yeah.
They're like, that's like the position. You know, if you're a wrestler, you're usually a linebacker, weight-wise, if you fit into that
realm. The fullback deal, see that. Yeah.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. So the Lopers have to replace, obviously, some guys up on the line, like Parker Jolly, Nate Bryan. Obviously, as Coach said, they have to improve the secondary. That is an immediate concern for the Lopers after where they finished statistically last year. Also, Marissa Bongers, Dylan Short, they are All-Americans from the Division II Indoor Championships. Bongers finished third in the 800 meters, and Short, who's also on the football team, was seventh in the heptathlon. Tanner Fruit did not become an All-American. He was 13th in the 5,000 meters. Mark Seba competed in the pole vault as well. Of course, we talked about the wrestling team, national champs. We talked with Coach Dalton Jensen on Monday's program because Mark Bauer had lost his voice.
Can't imagine.
Yeah, amazing. And then the softball team lost 6-2 to William Jewell and 11-3 to Central Missouri Saturday. Sunday's games were called off because of the snow. They start league play this weekend at Emporia State in Washburn. We'll talk with Coach Carnes about that tomorrow. The Loper baseball team, as we talked with Damon Day yesterday, won all three of their games over the weekend. And as far as the schedule goes for UNK, baseball is at number 3, Central Missouri, Saturday and Sunday. We told you about softball, the men's and women's tennis team today, playing at Harmon Park against Ottawa, Kansas. That's the men only today at 3 o'clock. Then Friday, the women will play Lincoln University. Saturday, both teams welcome in Southwest Baptist. And then on Monday, Baker University of Kansas, they head down to Baldwin City to compete. So there you go. Keeping pretty busy with what's going on at UNK. And of course, it's not UNK, but it is a UNK event. The high school track and field season begins with the UNK High School Indoor Meet. Beginning Thursday, Class B will go at 1 o'clock. Friday, Class D at 1. And then Saturday at 9, it's Class A. Saturday at 4:30, it is Class C. And that all goes on at Cushing Coliseum. So always something going on in Loperland. Always.
Hey, that's a good time of year, as long as the weather holds out. You know, one of the worst things is all excited about going to a baseball game or an outdoor track meet, and the wind's blowing 50 miles an hour, and it's drizzling.
Oh, it's terrible. The Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith, the Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. Drake Moronic named the new Holdridge Boys basketball coach yesterday. We talk to him next here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
The Chicken Coop doesn't mess around. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10, burger and fries for $5. Now that's any burger off the menu. That's any burger you want. 7-ounce ground chuck burger, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, bacon burger, even the Totally Jack burger. And tonight, it's just $5. If you've had their burgers, you know this is a great deal. If you haven't, don't miss this deal. Every Wednesday from 5 to 10 p.m., burger and fries for $5. The Chicken Coop. They don't mess around. Downtown Kearney and downtown Grand Island.
Hi, it's The Herd. There are so many reasons to send flowers for this time of the year. Anniversaries, congratulations, birthdays, or even thinking of you, love you, I'm sorry. But what I do, send a beautiful floral bouquet from 1-800-Flowers.com. Fresh, highest quality flowers, always backed by their 100% smile guarantee. They look fantastic. The reason I send flowers, just because. You're one of my listeners, and because of that, 1-800-Flowers.com is offering you a free upgrade. Available this week only. Order one dozen multicolored roses, and they'll include six additional roses and a glass vase free with the order. That's 18 stunning roses plus a vase, only $29.99. $20 off the regular price, but only if you order this week and use my name. So order now. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or even your mobile device. Click on the radio mic upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly sunny skies developing today. High temperatures into the upper 50s with winds out of the south at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 36. We'll top off near 70 Thursday.
Right now, 39. And I'm steady, but I'm starting to
shake. And I don't know how much more I can take. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Now is the time to beat the heat, folks, with the best value purchase of a T&L pivot system. Maximize your production in dry conditions with the best water distribution, covering your crops, and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L or your local T&L dealer today. This is the time to do it, folks. Be ready. Have it here in time to get in your field once the crop is planted, because it could be another warm one. Don't go through what you had to go through last year. You can tell the guys that are smiling and the folks that have taken care of their fields and their profitability margin at T&L Irrigation. All you have to do is see the T&L pivot in their field. You can check them out. If you don't know where your local T&L dealer is, go online, TLIRR.com. They're not hard to find. They're every place, folks. Worldwide headquarters in Hastings, serving every state in the United States, and of course 60 countries worldwide. T&L's proven hydraulic technology, it works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Well, we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show Doug Duda, Monty Kratzenstein with us here on the program today. We've had him on the show in various capacities, and now you can add another line to the resume. In fact, he's even been co-host a couple of times.
Well, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, well,
holy cow.
And you know the best part was, it wasn't even when I was here. So,
is there a correlation?
Yeah,
to that?
I was gone and he filled in the big seat. Drake Baronic, the new Holdridge Boys basketball coach, is with us. Drake, what's going on?
How are you guys, man?
Well, we're doing okay. What are you thinking?
Whoever knows what I'm thinking, man. I don't even know what I'm thinking.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna have to be honest with you. Ever since this has come down, and basically, officially, it's only been 24 hours as far as the media knows and most people have known, and I'm sure you've known maybe a little bit longer, but a lot of good things being thrown your way, a lot of praise being thrown your way, even from the guys that you've worked with, Coach Creech and the likes. How do you feel as you get ready to enter this Class B program at Holdridge, and maybe about some of the things that your past coaches or teammates have already said?
You know, I'm very excited. I think you touched on some things. I mean, I've been able to experience some things that maybe other people haven't been able to experience, being around some really quality coaches and all that sort of thing. So, you know, it's just kind of it's that time, I think. It's that time where I finally put the rubber to the road a little bit and see if everything that I've learned along the way here, see if I've actually learned anything, you know. And it's just, I got tired of sitting in the office and thinking about the things that I would do with the program or maybe do this differently in a situation. And to be honest, my head started hurting. And if you know me very well, I mean, you know that I can't think for too long, too hard, or I'm in trouble. So, you know, it's just kind of time to get thrown into the fire, and I'm really excited to have an opportunity at Holdridge. So.
Hey, Drake, this is Monty. When you, what's your biggest challenge you anticipate? I mean, you've done a lot of things in basketball, but, you know, this is a whole new thing to you. What do you anticipate being your biggest challenge as of right now?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, some of the teachers, you know, in high schools and stuff, some of those teachers are the kids that maybe didn't understand a subject that well. You know, you see it all the time where, you know, and I've talked to a lot of people at UNL about how they have the teacher program, and, you know, some of the better teachers end up being the ones that have the 2.8 and the 2.9 because it was a struggle for them, and they had to learn the techniques in order to learn how to learn the subject. So, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm always a little bit afraid of being able to relate with some players because of some things came easier for me than maybe most did. But, you know, I'm aware of that stuff, so I'm always consciously thinking of different techniques and different teaching techniques and different ways to get a point across to players that maybe can help them to become a better player. So, you know, just being able to really relate to players and understand that some things aren't going to come as easy to my players as it did for me, maybe. So.
Mm-hmm. What about that the first meeting? You going to be good cop or you going to be bad cop? How do you set the tone, you know, with a new program, at least a new program to you?
I think the main thing that I learned from Coach Weeks is you got to have high expectations and then just be a phenomenal motivator. So I think you have high expectations from the very beginning. I think you come in with the mindset thinking that we're going to be able to make some noise in our conference, in our district, whatever it is, and you know, and then you push people to achieve those expectations. So you know, I'm going to be fun-loving, you know, have a good time. That's my personality. I need people to be able to, you know, have a good time with me. But that's kind of the conversations that I've had with some college players is, you know, there's a time to get down and get to business, too. So it's going to be important for me to be able to have mature kids in my program and understand a time when we can kind of mess around and have some fun together and really grow our relationship. But then at the same time, you know, really make sure that they understand that there is a time to get down and get dirty. And that's one thing that my dad has always been able to balance really well. And that's probably one thing that makes him such a good coach, is he's been able to do that with my group, with Connor's group, with about every group that's came through Havana. And Havana kids understand that. So hopefully that we can get to that point with some of the Holdridge Duster kids. So
You know, let him wear a dirty baseball cap in the gym?
I got a sharp cut. Sharp hairdo now, so I'll be gelling it up or something.
That makes one of us.
My little brother keeps wanting me to gel up the hair, man, so I'll probably have to start doing that.
That'd be great. I think we got some people that volunteer to be some fashion consultants for you. If that's something that you're looking for.
Drake, you never have too many of those.
Drake Baronic is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, played for the Lopers, played for the Huskers. He's been an assistant coach, grad assistant, Hastings and Doan, and now the new Holdridge basketball coach. I want to go back to something you said earlier. What wasn't easy for you from a basketball standpoint?
Good question. I think, you know, a lot of people think that I was probably just talented and all this, that, and the other, but, you know, some people think there's just this magical pill that you can take and you just become a good basketball player, but even the really, really good ones, we had an opportunity to have a player development guy come in and talk to our zone team this last summer, and he was talking about Paul Pierce and Steve Nash and Yao Ming and all these different players. And, you know, there's just no substitute for hard work. And I just hope that, you know, the kids at Holdridge understand that. I mean, it's just not going to magically happen overnight that we're going to become a good basketball program. It's going to take people buying into a system, really wanting to become better players. And you know, they're just, there is no substitute for hard work and determination. And, you know, I think there's a thing, a 10,000 hours deal. They did a study where you achieve mastery in anything that you do once you hit 10,000 hours of doing whatever it is that you're doing. And so in order to do that, you've got to start at the youth. I mean, you've really got to develop people in the youth program, and that's going to be one of the main focuses for me is really getting in that youth program and really developing kids from the very start. So,
you are going to be a teacher at Holdridge as well then?
I'm going to student teach the first semester and then sub the second semester, and then if a job opens up in the area or whatever, then I'll take that. Otherwise, I'll full-time sub. Or, you know, I'm kind of one of the guys that doesn't really plan out everything and just kind of go with the flow and make the best of whatever situation that I'm in. So, you know, to say that I don't have an idea what I do, I do have an idea, but we'll just kind of see how it plays out. It's kind of funny how it seems like things play out pretty well for me sometimes, so I'm very fortunate in that way.
I know that was just, there's all these rumors that have been swirling over the last week for all coaches' openings, and I know that was one of the deals at Holdridge. I mean, you may step down as a coach, but you still teach, and that's kind of what the situation was over there. There weren't necessarily that many teaching openings, and I know that was one of the things, Monty, that folks were wondering about.
Well, people forget, right? That's number one. That's a big deal, by the way. You know, that the teaching part of it is important. Hey, Drake, let me go back. We've given you enough softball questions. Let's go to the hard stuff here real quick. You look at you a little nervous right now?
No, man, I'm never nervous.
Okay,
you, dude.
I know. You look at 5 years ago, okay, and you are Mr. UNK, Mr. Loper, you know, on track to be, you know, and frankly, I'm not just blowing smoke. You're one of the legends of this area as far as local basketball. You go to, you know, you big news, you transfer, you go sit out a year, you go to Lincoln, you play for Doc Sadler. You know, I don't need to go through the whole thing, but then you go to Hastings, you coach with Jimmy Weeks at Crete. During all that process, and you mentioned it, how you've gone through some things that people haven't done. Hindsight's 2020, but there's any of those things that you would like to do over, or you'd change your mind or do differently if you could go back?
You know, I think the main thing that people try to do in life is limit regret. And, you know, as far as regrets, I don't really have any regrets. I loved my opportunities I had at Kearney. I wish that it worked out to where I could have stayed there all 4 years. I mean, I'm a Kearney guy. Anytime somebody brings up UNK, I always get a smile on my face. That's just the way it is for me. But, you know, as far as making the move to go to Nebraska, as far as the coaching side of things, it was a phenomenal move. I mean, you get an opportunity to learn from Coach Lofton and Coach Krupp. I can't even tell you how much I learned as far as personal development there. Individually, they got my game so much better. It's unbelievable. And then you go and learn from Coach Sadler as far as, you know, the defensive side of things. And then you get to see a D1 program. And, you know, I'm kind of a naive Central Nebraska boy where I didn't understand everything that went into a big-time program like that. And just to be able to see that was huge for me and maybe some things that I wanted to do with my life, you know, here in the next 20 years or whatever it is. But and then to go under Coach Creech and Coach Weeks was just also another, just a great experience. And I think every experience you can learn so much. And that's been my main thing when I go to each experience, is just make sure that I'm learning things. I've got to want to learn, you know, in the game of basketball. And, man, I just can't even put to words how much stuff I've been able to take away from all these great coaches I've been able to be around, so.
Just another minute here with Drake Baranek. Once you get that door, your foot in the door, whether it's a grad assistant or assistant at a college level, that's usually where a lot of guys want to stay. What about weighing coaching high school and coaching college ball?
You know, as far as my personality goes, and you can ask my dad, you can ask anybody that knows me, I like to butt heads a lot. It's not something, I know I do it, I don't like to do it all the time, but that's my nature. And it wasn't easy being an assistant, and it was time for me to try my own thing, do my own thing, see if I know what I think I know. And the best way to do that is just get thrown in the fire like we talked about earlier. So I wouldn't I wouldn't put out the fire of maybe going back into college someday and, you know, trying it as a head coach. But as far as an assistant goes and the recruiting and stuff, I loved all that. But when I went out and recruited, I felt like it was a job. When I go to games and I talk to people and I have fun with people, I don't want people to think that I'm doing that as my job. I want people to know that I'm doing that because that's what I like to do. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy making people's day better. Whatever it is that I can do for them, that's something I enjoy. So when it got to being a job, then there was less gratification in that, and that's kind of one of the reasons why dipping into high school. So,
what can you tell us about your Holdridge team? What do you know about the Dusters and what they have coming back for next year?
Really, that was probably the one team that I didn't get to see all year. You know, Coach Weeks had me out on the recruiting trail all year and got to see a lot of different basketball teams. You know, I know that they lost three seniors. I know they got four returning starters back. I've got a buddy down in McCook who's assistant there. He said that they play him to 8 points. And
yeah, but he's not very intelligent, Drake, that guy down there.
Hey, just so I know that his, you don't get this radio station down there. I can say whatever I want to.
Uh-oh, so. The board's lighting up with phone calls right now.
Yeah, there you go. But, I know that they're a pretty talented team, and I know they got some good youth programs going on, and I'm just really excited to get down there and see if I can't screw them up more than I'm supposed to. So.
Hey, did some long, tall, bald coach call you up and want to schedule you right away? Maybe from that Blue Jay program.
You know, we talked about it. You're about the fourth person that's asked that already. So we'll see what's going on. And I told Dad, I go, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm ready to play him yet. Now I might need a couple of years before I go ahead and play him. But
the good news is you don't have to play him. It's just your players. You don't have to outcoach him. Your players just have to outplay his players.
There you go. We'll see how good a developer I am.
2015 Heartland Hoops Classic at the Event Center in Grand Island. Undefeated Holdridge, undefeated Ravenna.
There's a thought.
Of course, that'll have to be opening night. That'll have to be opening night, but you just never know.
I'll be in the front row with popcorn.
Drake, you can say no comment to this if you want to, but everybody's asking me about it. Is your brother also leaving Doan? And if you don't want to comment on it, that's fine.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up anybody's rear end, but, you know, we kind of – he wouldn't have been at Doan if it wasn't for me taking the assistant job. I mean, the only reason why that he went there is because I was there, and with me leaving, I think he probably might try to find some new opportunity. You know, it's kind of in the works right now, so – you know, it doesn't take anybody real intelligent to understand that he might not go back there. So, we'll kind of see what happens and see what unfolds and, might have a conversation with him coming up. So,
well, Drake, from a professional standpoint, we wish you the best of luck. Obviously, from a personal standpoint, we want to offer congratulations and we love the fact you're going to be in the neighborhood around here. We're going to see a little bit more of you.
Yeah, I'm very excited to get back in Central Nebraska. Like I was telling everybody else, I mean, Central Nebraska is the people that get me. You know, I'm a little bit off the wall, and so is everybody else around here. So, you know, it's a good fit. I'm glad to be back around home, and I'm looking forward to being around.
That's why we let him co-host the show a couple times.
It's all starting to come together now.
Monty's the best co-host you can get, Doug. I mean, come on, man. What's going on?
Well, like he said, I always buzz him about 10 minutes before the show so they can't find anybody else, you know.
With my busy schedule, it's tough to get in here, but, you know, I do it for you guys. Once he told me that you were one of the guests, I, like, broke speed limit laws to get over here.
Hey,
man, you must have been way down in that phone contact, Doug, man. That's all I'm saying.
He's right above you. Drake, hey, congratulations. We'll let you get back to your day. Thanks for the honesty, and we'll talk again soon, buddy.
Yep, thanks a lot, man. See you, buddy. We'll see you up at the old Ravenna Booster Golf Tournament, Big Daddy.
Yeah, you better find some clubs, pal, because you're going down again.
As long as you can find your balls, that's all I'm worried about.
That has been a problem from time to time. Drake, take care, buddy. Drake Veronica.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
New head coach at Holdridge, giving us a lot of time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And he'll be watching the NCAA tournament, and I hope, folks, you will as well. And, you know, come on. you got to get out of work for an extended. I mean, you've saved up that extra lunchtime. You've ate at your desk. You've went home. You've given that over the lunch hour for 360 weeks of the year. You deserve to sneak out for a couple of hours. When you do, we're going to be at Cunningham's all week next week. The Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to noon. All week next week. Monday, we'll be breaking down the brackets, filling you in on the bracket challenge. Then, of course, there are games every other day. Tuesday and Wednesday night, the so-called play-in games or first round or however you want to look at them, the first four. And then the tournament starts Thursday and Friday. And we're there for all of it. After St. Patrick's Day clears out, we're there for NCAA basketball, the Doug and Daddy Show. Every bracketologist knows that Cunningham's the best place to watch all of the buzzer beaters and Cinderellas, Wi-Fi, internet to do your research, and televisions on every section of the wall, playing all the great games, plus the huge 10-foot projection screen, making you feel right in the game. And while you're at Cunningham's, make sure that you fill out the Cunningham's Bracketology Contest. You'll have some more great prizes from Cunningham's. If you can't wait till next week, then stop in anytime, whether it's to catch up on your favorite sports teams, watch the conference tournaments, or catch up with your buddies, enjoy some live entertainment. It's all at Cunningham's, where the Doug and Daddy Show will be next week from 11 to 12. You fired up about that, Jeff?
I'm very excited, yes.
Okay.
I've heard of this March Madness thing, Doug. I think maybe I might get involved a little bit in this year. What do you think?
I think you should.
Okay.
I think you should.
I'll check it out.
You know, these guys like filling it, and by these guys, I mean the former producers of the show, they like practicing. They have brackets. If there's a bracket, they fill it out. Can you get me a bracket for the kids' tournament this weekend? It'd be a practice one for them?
Absolutely. Can get you a bracket. That would be a great little preliminary thing.
I mean, they're so whack job. They fill out Whoopers and Hoopers brackets, man.
Oh, you got to be kidding. See, I'm one of the guys, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure, but I'm one of the guys that filling out a bracket is not a big deal. I just want to watch and enjoy.
Filling out the bracket, and I had some success in it last year. So
here we go.
I'm just saying, I will never get anything right. I've already been able to tell that 2013 is kind of on the bounce back from 2012. Let's just be honest, and that's the way it goes. Andy from Midway going to join us here in just a second to tell what's going on with them. But don't forget Tri-City Storm Hockey tonight. They're playing at Omaha, 7:05 faceoff. You can hear it on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the Tri-City Storm, and the Omaha Lancers. Andy from Midway with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tournament week, Big Ten basketball, SEC, all the big boys. And then we get into the NCAA tournament next week. You got some big boys on the lot over there at Midway.
Yeah, we do.
And I'm not talking about the workers. I'm talking about the trucks, man. Don't get me wrong.
No, there's a lot of great deals going on. And, you know, today we're going to talk a little bit about Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Folks, it's absolutely ridiculous. You know, you have Truck Month right now up there at that lot. And you're talking about Silverados with huge discounts. And the interesting thing is General Motors, they're pretty darn sneaky. They do a really good job of making sure you got to work to qualify for everything. So here's the deal. They have all sorts of stuff. Owner loyalty cash. They have trade-in bonus cash. PDF packages where if you go ahead and get an all-star package, there's extra juice on the vehicles. The nice part is this could get really confusing because of hassle-free pricing. They make it really easy on you. Instead of you having to go back and take 2 years of classes at UNK so you can figure out what incentives you're going to qualify for, you can actually just go online at thinkmidway.com, or you can just come right on the lot, and we have every price hanging on every vehicle clearly marked. The Silverados are a great example. A lot of awesome things going on with them right now. Also, let's not forget about the industry's number one selling midsize SUV. It is that Chevrolet Equinox. March, springtime is always synonymous when it comes to Equinox sales. Talking about that front-wheel drive four-cylinder vehicle, it's going to go ahead and get 32 miles to the gallon in an SUV. You cannot beat that.
Well, it's soccer season, man.
It is soccer season. We got the Traverses. We can't go ahead and forget the moms on that. But we got the Traverses. And one of the biggest things is, I guess kind of when I think of in the springtime is, you know, everybody talks about it, you know, we don't advertise it, but everybody knows, you know, gas prices are going to start to rise. You know what? What about a 42-mile-to-the-gallon, 6-speed manual transmission Chevrolet Cruze? These vehicles can start under $20,000, get you 42 mpg. Folks, sit down with a pen, sit down with a piece of paper and a calculator, do the math on that. If you're driving around in a vehicle right now currently getting 15, 20 miles to the gallon, if you would sit down and actually take a look at how many miles you're driving a year, And then you would actually sit down and figure out how much money you could save by driving a vehicle and keeping that depreciation off your other vehicle. You'd probably be pretty darn surprised. I know I've done it for a lot of different folks. Usually increasing your fuel economy by 10 miles to the gallon is usually anywhere between $80 to $100 a month. So if you could increase your fuel economy by 20 miles to the gallon, most of the time, and let me repeat this, most of the time, you can save almost $200 a month just off of that with the fuel efficiency. But here's the big deal. We got truck month. Silverados are being blown out, 2013 editions. We also have the Chevrolet Cruze, Chevrolet Equinox, and let's not forget that Traverse. Folks, you need to get on down there, talk to Heath Phillips, talk to Darren Sprague, go see all those wonderful product specialists. They're going to be able to get you taken care of.
Andy and the Midway Auto Dealership, thanks for the time, man.
Perfect. Thanks, buddy.
All right, there you go. Andy and the gang at the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, and thinkmidway.com. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show in a moment.
Come on in, let the games begin.
NFL coaches call the plays right to the quarterback's helmet, just as a great sports bar like HK Sports Bar and Grill sends you the signals right to your smartphone when you text HKVIP to 90210. Hi, this is Jeremy, the new general manager at HK Sports Bar and Grill of Hastings. We're adding more feature items and bonus alerts every week, so text HKVIP to 90210. I guarantee you'll score a deal as an HKVIP. Text HKVIP to 90210 and let the games begin.
You should wake up to eggs, you see, because they'll give you energy, and they'll keep you fuller longer, and might leave you feeling stronger. And did I mention vitamin D? If I didn't, shame on me, the incredible edible egg.
And with Easter coming too, there's so much that you can do. You can paint them, you can glue them, you can stick some stuff onto them. Once we made our egg belt with a little piece of felt, the incredible edible egg.
Learn more at facebook.com/incredibleedibleegg.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't just sell parts. Oh, no. We get you the part you need. Lickety-split. Our knowledgeable team members will do the legwork, arm work, or torso work, whatever it takes, to make sure you don't just get a part, you get the right part. Fast. Plus, now, get up to $30 back by mail when you buy Wagner Thermo Quiet Brake Pads. Service is our best part at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details, mail-in rebate.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home. Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow on the program, Pat Schein, UC Irvine Associate Baseball Coach, and a whole lot more. Don't forget tonight, the NCAA Basketball Tournament continues with the Patriot League Championship. Monty Kratzenstein, who you got, Bucknell or Lafayette?
Is there a doubt? Lafayette.
Tomorrow, and then right after the show tomorrow, taking you through the Championship Sunday, Big Ten Men's Basketball Tournament is here on ESPN Radio. We'll be able to join the second half of Illinois-Minnesota, then Michigan-Penn State. The Nebraska game will be on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, and then Iowa-Northwestern tomorrow night. And then the quarterfinals Friday, semifinals Saturday, Championship Sunday, wall-to-wall basketball from here until it's all over. And looking forward to that. Should be a good time, Monty.
Love it.
Uh-oh. What is this? Oh, is it finally tonight? Has Taylor's like been in Omaha kicking it for like a week, hasn't she?
Just hanging out. Just hanging out.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Oh, Doug.
Or will you be tomorrow?
Is this a whole new segment that we have to go into? Everybody has stuff on their iPod that they're not willing to share and admit to.
Oh, no.
But I'm driving to Omaha tonight. If I happen to show up at the concert with my 16-year-old daughter and son and wife, so be it.
Oh, poor Taylor. She's at that age where she can – they're showing the latest videos. She's still trying to sell to the young girls. I mean, and the young fans. And I'm going to guess in this instance it's mostly young girls, teenage girls. And that's what's made her the superstar that she is. But now she's going to get into that stage where she's – going to have to be adult, too, and that's going to be scary.
Well, a few years ago, it was creepy if I went. if I went to the Cubs. See, now it's okay. At least okay.
She,
you know?
She was dating a Kennedy. It's okay. was the key word there. Taylor Swift tonight. Look for Monty. He'll be the one on the floor. He'll probably think it's a Harlem Shake at some point.
I'll probably have a story or seven by the time I come back. Maybe.
I want the update. We'll talk about it over lunch at the Chicken Coop, where today your lunch special is a turkey BLT on a ciabatta bun with a choice of side item for only $5.99. And don't forget, Wednesday night, of course, Monty can't be there tonight. He won't be able to. I mean, even Chicken Coop Grand Island at 5, that'd be tough to make it in time for the concert. No. So he's going to catch him out for lunch today. But every Wednesday night, if you're not going to Taylor Swift, you can watch basketball and enjoy Big Burger Night tonight. $5 for any burger on the menu, cheeseburger, mushroom burger, the bacon burger. They're totally Jack burger. It's every Wednesday night. It's not a specially made burger. You can get it right now if you want it. But tonight from 5 to 10, it's $5. And that is going on at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. We want to thank Drake Baronic for joining us on the program today. We also want to thank Holly Carnes for rescheduling for tomorrow so we can talk a little Loper softball here on the program, along with Pat Price, associate head coach at UC Irvine, as they welcome in the Huskers. They're ranked 25th in the country. A lot of kind of neat stories there with Coach. We'll talk about that. Also, we're going to talk about one of the local organizations with Wayne Galloway tomorrow and a whole lot more. Jimmy Langan will be in studio tomorrow, who just cannot replace the one, the only Husker legend, Monty Kratzenstein, or as they used to say at Oklahoma State, Kratzenstein.
I want to make sure that everybody knows I have a 13 and a 16-year-old. I'm not going to the Taylor Swift concert by myself.
I heard you got a great spot to tailgate. That's all I've heard.
Don't believe rumors.
Right after the show. Have fun, Monty. We'll see you tomorrow, folks, on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Yeah.